Hi, it's Yami Bakura here. Welcome back to KO Radio, where nothing is scripted and everything's bullshit. Now, stay tuned for an ad. It's about 30 seconds long. Sorry, I need to get paid somehow because I need to, like, pay for food and shit. But, I tried to make it funny, not sell y'all shit. So yes, it's listen to the dumb ad, and then we'll get to it. I will be talking about snakes and science denier stupidity. Okay, hang on a second. Here we go. Okay, so climate change is pretty damn obvious by now, don't you think? And people are still denying it. But one thing you can't deny is that the king cobra can reach 18 feet long. Kind of like my dick. No, I'm kidding. But it can reach 18 feet long. That's the king cobra. That's almost 20 feet fucking long. Okay? And, there's no denying that you see one, you better hop on a car right out of there. Because them things are nasty, you know? They're toxic. Kind of like the people who don't want to wear masks, you know? Pretty toxic. Probably toxic in relationships, too. I don't wanna talk to a person who doesn't wear a mask in public because, you know, that's. They just don't give a shit about other human beings or themselves. So it's kind of like, yeah, fuck that. I'm not talking to them. And speaking of not talking to people, COVID's been really good for that, you know? I don't have to spend time around a bunch of fucking transphobes, you know, homophobes, just people who like shit all over who I am. I mean, how do people get off telling other people who they fucking are? You know? Because they somehow no other. Actually, that's one of my pet peeves. It was when people just assume shit about me because of my appearance, you know? It's like wearing a mask is kind of better for me because it's kind of like, people don't give as much of a shit about talking to you if you're in a mask, you know? They leave you the fuck alone, you know? And like, I have this like big ass charismatic personality, apparently. I don't really fucking know. But that like attracts all, like, it's like honey attracting flies, you know? Like, so I'm like, just fucking random people just leave me the fuck alone. You know? If I want to talk to them, I will. If I'm not talking to them, I want to talk to them. You know? Holy shit. It's like Rio with them fangirls. You know? Apparently, I show up somewhere, I've got fans. You know, fangirls and fan gays and fan-like people. Now, I don't make any buts about it. I do my content for the fangirls and the fan gays all over the internet. But when it comes to offline, I would rather be just another person on the street, you know? Because it's like, it has to be like, I have to make the first move, or else it's non-consensual, and that just feels weird. You know, so, yeah, but, yeah, this went off into a little, yeah, but I did a snake poll a while ago asking which snake I was most similar to, and they said anaconda or boa constrictor. And, did you know the anaconda can grow up to 30 feet long and weigh up to a quarter ton? And, kind of like my dick. No, I'm kidding. But, nah, Zork's dick, maybe. No, I don't know. Has anyone ever done the math on that? On Zork's dick, like how tall Zork is, and therefore... Oh, God. Okay, that's about it. I think I've snaked out enough people, including myself. Okay, bye.